Hey, all you nerds out there, are you looking for more wrestling content or podcasts? Then go on over to Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, Twitter, and SoundCloud, and check out NXT and We with PJ and Brett. These fellow nerds review every single NXT episode and also have their very own wrestling interview series, among other fun stuff. So go check out NXT and We today with PJ and Brett. Also, A-Rock Designs. I want to take a minute to give a quick shout out to A-Rock Designs. That is spelled A-R-O-C-K-K Designs. A-Rock Designs is ran by Ashley Rodriguez. She makes all those cool wrestling cups you see floating around. So if you want to get your hands on any custom merchandise, hit up Ashley Rodriguez at A-Rock Designs. If you can think it, she can make it. Last but not least, do you love wrestling and do you want to talk more about wrestling? Then head on over to Wrestling Review Society on Facebook. WRS is ran by my good friend Kevin Rodriguez. Kevin interviews your fave pro wrestlers every week and has the most amazing free, that's right, free giveaway. All you have to do is join Wrestling Review Society on Facebook and you could be the next big winner. This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar.
Hey, how you doing? This is Lou Bruno, the Meadowlands Monster, and you're listening to Nerds of Wrestling Podcast.
What is going on, Nerds of Wrestling? Welcome to yet another bonus episode of What's Up Wrestling, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling, hosted by your boy, Justin Del Rio. My guest at this time is Lou Bruno. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, hey, of course. Thanks for joining. Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. Tough times right now, but I'm trying to, stick through it the best way I can.
Yeah, we're definitely all going to get through this for sure.
Yeah, seriously, I hope so, man. I need to get out of this house for sure. Go back to work.
Yeah, man.
So this is my first time talking to you. This is my first time getting to know you, man. Like I said, thanks again for being on today. I'm excited for this.
Same here, bro. It's always good to talk to new people and learn new things, you know?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. So, for the nerds of wrestling out there, for me, for everybody, tell us about Lou Bruno and how he became who he is today.
Well, right around the time that I was going to graduate high school, I actually wasn't going to go into wrestling, even though I wanted to. Typical wrestler story. Everybody, grew up watching wrestling, grew up idolizing the guys and stuff like that. But I chose a different path. I decided to work and just get into the money, making money aspect of life. And I had a good job at the time a few years back. I'm doing this almost 4 years now. So about 4 years ago, I lost a really good job that I had. And I'm not like your typical human being. I'm pretty big. And I just felt like something was meant for me more than just driving a truck or working in warehouses my entire life. So I decided to get into wrestling, and is where I am today.
Awesome. Now, are you, I think I missed when you said, are you working now, or is like wrestling like your full-time thing?
No. As much as I would love to just focus on wrestling, I do have children that I need to help support and raise. So wrestling's not my main source of income. I do have a job. I'm a truck driver. So
okay.
I've been working. I've been working during all this stuff and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's a positive. Work slow, but I'm grateful to at least have a job. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, thank you for that, man. Thank you to all the essential workers out there.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I see it on a daily basis. A lot of guys out there in the road, healthcare workers, truck drivers, you name it, that people still out there doing the thing they have to do to keep this country running. So it's always, it feels nice to be a part of it, to know that, I'm on the front line helping out. So,
yeah, that's awesome, man. Like I said, shout out to all those, all the essential workers out there, because you guys are fantastic and just great. Let's go back a little bit. Let's tell me about, training and when you started training in professional wrestling.
Well, so literally the day that I lost my job, I said to myself, you know, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do. So I looked around at a few different schools and stuff like that. Financially, I wasn't capable of attending some of these schools that are very prestigious and where everybody would like to go to. So I found a guy in Gino Caruso. He gave me an opportunity. I went to talk to him. He saw something in me, and he gave me the tools I needed to train and find myself as a person. It wasn't even just for as much as just wrestling. It really, you know, taking bumps and hitting the ground hard when you never you're taught not to fall, you know, growing up.
Yeah,
It definitely
exactly.
wakes, you know what I mean? It definitely wakes you up, and it shows you who you are as a person. So, Gino Caruso, I have everything to thank for, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be where I am today.
That's fantastic, man. You know, shout out to him. After your initial training, how long did it take for you to start, you know, getting bookings?
So I took to it pretty fast, I would think, because within a year I was already on the shows for Gino, ECPW.
Okay.
So I learned pretty fast, and you know, I'm thankful for being a big guy, because I don't have to take the abuse as much as most guys do. You know, there's a lot of wrestlers out there that have to deal with guys like me and have to, you know, I'm not going to be doing moonsaults off the top rope and stuff like that. So I am grateful for my size in that aspect. But yeah, I took to everything very, very quickly, considering, you know, I grew up watching it. I grew up acting out like I was Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior, and just kind of, I had a pretty good ground floor of understanding wrestling. So within a year, I was already starting to wrestle.
That's good, man. That's fast. That's really good. I'm looking over here. It says you wrestle for quite the vast amount of promotions. VXS, Coastal Championship Wrestling, New Evolution Wrestling, even PAPW up in Connecticut.
Yes, sir. I've been grateful to a lot of the companies that have given me opportunities. You know, my goal is to kind of keep the big man alive. It seems like it's a dying breed. You know, even though there's a lot of opportunities for guys like me, you know, a lot of companies I see tend to stay with the smaller guys that can do a lot more stuff as far as you know, flips and aerobatic type things. But yeah, VXS was a great company to work for. My home base, I would consider, would be Pro Wrestling Magic. I've been wrestling for them for almost 3 years now, and
Nice.
I've been the Dark Arts champion for them for a year now. So they have definitely seen things in me where they have been pushing me up to this point. And I will always forever be in their debt, you know what I mean? So yeah, I've been around. I've slowly getting more and more companies, more and more different places to show what I got. I just debuted for Work Rate Wrestling up in the Poconos, which is another great company a lot of people don't really know too much about. But
What was it
yeah,
called?
Work Rate
Oh,
Entertainment
okay.
is what they're called. Keikoa is their main guy. He is the MCW champion, I think in Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
It's a great little company that he's got growing. It's very professional. It's very, you know, it's somewhere where you want to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. When you got a chance to work up in Connecticut at Paradise Alley, what did you do up here?
So Paradise Alley, I was up there with a friend of mine, John Tella. He's also a
Okay.
professional wrestler you should look into. It's a great guy. One of the best, one of the better heels, more realistic heels out in wrestling right now. It doesn't seem like a gimmick with him. It's pretty much who he is as a person. And, J and Big Jim, I don't know if you know Big Jim.
Yeah, I know him. I know Big Jim.
We formed a little group. We called each other the Revelation. So just a big three big dudes just angry. So they try to start something with us, but I don't know what happened. You know, nothing happened on my end or anything, but I think maybe they just didn't have enough space for us in their storyline. So we haven't gone back since. Not that we didn't want to, just we haven't had the opportunity to go back. But I felt like we left a memorable match when we were there.
No, that's all that matters, man. You know, making your mark, and hopefully people will remember you if you guys ever do go back.
Yeah, I mean, one of the great things that I'll always take from being up there is Mario Mancini. I don't know if you know who he is, but he runs PAPW with Paul
Yeah, I've
Roma.
heard of him. Yeah, Paul. I know Paul Roma. Yeah.
Mancini was the Undertaker's debut match in WWE, and that's when he did the old school rope walk to Mario Mancini. I have the photo, and I was lucky enough to be in the Battle Royal that night, where Mario Mancini was going to be in the Rumble himself. So, like, I kind of went up to him and begged him, like, "Hey, listen, the guy I grew up idolizing, the reason why I'm wrestling is because of the Undertaker. I would be honored if you'd let me recreate that moment in his career with you and I." And he did. And I have a photo side by side with that picture of him and Undertaker stepping onto the top rope, and I have the same. Basically, it's an identical photo of that moment, what, like 30 years, 40 years from that day. So it was a pretty cool
That's
moment that
awesome.
I'll never forget. Yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah, it's really cool. Let's go back into before your wrestling career, man. Growing up, were you always like a big fan of the WWF, WWE?
Yeah,
You said
absolutely,
Undertaker
man.
was like your favorite, right?
Yeah, I basically grew up in the Monday Night Wars. So, I grew up watching Hogan and all them, but then, like, when I really was into wrestling as a teenager and stuff, I was during that era of the Monday Night Wars with WCW and WWF. So, like, I can't begin to tell you the Monday nights, flipping back and forth from the commercials just to kind of watch both ends. I didn't really have a number one. As far as, listen, I watch WWE a little bit more. Who doesn't? You know what I'm saying? But
Yeah, of course.
how could you not watch, WCW in those times when they had everybody that I grew up watching? You know what I mean? Everybody, literally everyone jumped ship and went to WCW. And I was also a big Sting fan. So a guy like Sting is somebody that I could only hope and pray that I can have a career like that, a loyal dude, somebody you can rely on. Sting was a big figure for me growing up also, as long with the Undertaker. Two guys that were truly loyal to their companies and truly, would do anything for, just to for the fans, period. So yeah,
Yeah.
I grew up in that golden age, man, like where everything was like nonstop wrestling.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wasn't, I don't think I was like a lot. I was born in 94. So,
Yeah. Yeah, I forget. I'm a little older than most of the wrestlers on the scene right now. I'm 35 years old, so
It's all
I've been
good. It's all good.
around longer.
Yeah, no, so I started watching wrestling around like 2005, 2006, around there. And
Yeah.
I got hooked. I stopped watching it for a bit, and then I picked it back up again. And I always like kind of like knocked myself down for stopping, because I like stopped watching around like 2010, 2011.
I had that little break. I was actually just talking to my girlfriend about that. Like, sometimes people kind of grow out of it and act like, they never liked wrestling. I never grew out of it. But that attitude era, right after the attitude era, I kind of like died down on it. I didn't like the characters I was watching. I didn't like the storylines. The guys that I grew up watching were gone. Stone Cold was leaving. The Rock was leaving, so I kind of like stopped watching it around the time that I went to college to play basketball. But I obviously gravitated right back to it because how can you not? If you're a true wrestling fan, you're a true wrestling fan. It
Exactly.
doesn't matter, you know what I'm
It always comes back to you. You always find like a way back to wrestling.
Always,
It
always.
holds a special place in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So we have a few questions, last minute questions people wrote to me before I called you on. Well, I have a question. I want to know, where does the Meadowlands monster come from? Where did that come from?
Okay, so getting into wrestling, I didn't want to be, the typical big man, Frankenstein, scary movie horror reject. So the monster comes from just like years of busting my ass, getting nowhere, pent up anger, pent up frustration. So that's where the monster comes from. The Meadowlands, I'm big on Jersey. I was born and raised here. I watch guys try to represent New Jersey and not have done Jersey, you know, right by the way they act and stuff like that outside of the business. But I always wanted to do something where Jersey was represented in my gimmick and my character. I'm a giant, giant Giants fan. I'm a big NFL football fan, and the Giants are my team. I grew up in Ridgefield Park. Yeah, I know everybody has their problems. You know what I mean? But hey, I'm a real football fan. I talk legit. You know what I mean? If your team is better than my team, your team is better than my team. But you know, Cowboys. Yeah, no, and
I'm a Broncos fan, so I don't know.
Exactly. So like, you know, guys like you and I will never have beef. But as far as Giants, Cowboys or Giants Eagles, that's something where I hold near and dear, and I will never. Never root on those teams, but anyway, that's besides the point.
Yeah, of course.
But I grew up in the Hudson County area, so the Meadowlands literally was 5 minutes from me. My mother's in Secaucus now for the past maybe 15, 20 years. You know, I was born in Secaucus, which is the Meadowlands, so I just felt like it was very I used to call the Giants defense when we beat the Patriots the Meadowland Monsters.
Nice.
I decided just to take it, and I ran with it, and it's what's doing good for me right now. I may change it eventually, but for right now, it's definitely working for me.
Awesome. I love that. We have a question from my buddy, a fellow nerd, Joe. He wants to know, what was the first wrestling show you ever attended as a fan?
First wrestling show. My first experience as a wrestler a long time ago, I can't really tell you how old I was. It must have been, I don't know, 11 or 12. I'm not too sure the year it was, but the WWE did a kind of like, it wasn't like a regular house show. It was done on the Intrepid in New York City, the battleship in New York, in the Hudson River. They did a show where Yokozuna was in the ring, and all different types of people would, you know, come to the ring and try and body slam him. They had everybody, Macho Man, they had the horse jockeys, they had race car drivers. They had a whole bunch of different people come and try and body slam him, and they couldn't. And then all of a sudden you hear a helicopter coming. A helicopter lands on this battleship, and out comes Lex Luger. Lex Luger came out, went to the ring, picked up Yokozuna and slammed him. The whole place went insane. That was like my first actual experience at a live event where I got to see these guys in person. So that's something also that's always stayed with me. I was part of – that's WWE history. That's in the history book, so you can look that up.
Oh, yeah. We have another question from Simon on Twitter. He wants to know, when did you first discover independent wrestling as a whole?
When I first discovered was when I first got into the business. I knew that there was a underbelly to becoming a professional wrestler. It wasn't just like, hey, you look really good. Here's a contract. You know, some people are lucky enough to fall under that category, but guys like me have to work their way up, learn from the ground up. And going into wanting to be a professional wrestler and looking into schools and stuff is when I realized, it's like, damn, there's like a lot of different companies. There's a lot of different shows. You know, there's a lot of places that you could go to put yourself out there. So I honestly learned about indie wrestling when I first got into the business, and I literally took me to go to one show. ECPW was the first show I went to, and I was in love with it. Like, you know, I was watching the guys in the ring, and I'm like, listen, I'm 7 feet tall. I'm 315 pounds. Like, there's nobody that can stop me. There's nobody that's going to be bigger than me. And it's just something that I knew in my heart that is what I wanted to do. So that's when I figured it out, and you know, I've just been following it and doing my thing.
Love that. We have another question. Sorry for all the questions. I keep going back.
Man, you can shoot as many questions as you want, me brother. Don't worry about that.
When you go into a ring, who? This is another question we have from a fellow nerd. Who is your opponent? Like, who you're most comfortable to get into the ring with? Like, meaning, like, you guys don't have to worry about a thing. You guys just go in and kill it.
You know, it's hard to break it down to one person. There's been a few guys that I've been in the ring with that have literally taught me while in the ring, have, you know, been very smooth, very safe. But if I had to choose one guy, I would have to go back to saying John Tulla. We've had some serious battles. Like if you go on YouTube and you look up my page, any of the matches with me and John were just two guys going at it, two dudes from the street, two guys that don't have really anything left, to prove other than just shut up and put up. And you know, I just finished having a doors match with him. Since I've been the champion for almost a year for Magic, the match that I had with him was a doors match. I said, "Listen, let's do a doors match. You put your
Oh,
opponent through
shit.
three, you know, put your opponent through three doors. The person who goes through three doors loses." And we literally, listen, man, wrestling's about storytelling. Wrestling's about getting the fans invested in the match and the people that are in the match. If you can't get a crowd to cry, to get angry, to get frustrated to the point where they want to get in the ring and beat up your opponent, you're not doing a good job, man. And that's what we did. We literally had the building in suspense. I had people who've been following me from day one literally put down their phones and keys and try to go at John. You know what I mean? So like
Jesus.
this industry means a lot to me. And if I had to choose one guy that it's just flawless, like we don't have to talk. We could just get in the ring and go. It's John Tella for sure.
I love that dude. Great. I'll definitely look up his work afterwards. Have you ever had like any like what's the serious thing that's ever happened to you, like your worst injury?
Actually, I've had a few. I've broken my wrist. I actually broke my hand close to my wrist the day, the first title defense that I had. I did a seminar in the morning, and a kid hit me in the jaw so bad by accident that, you know, my temper, I probably would have punched the kid in the mouth, but instead I walked away and I took my frustrations out on a metal door, and I broke my
Oof.
wrist right before the match.
Oh man.
It was against Ken Dixon. And I literally had to go out there and wrestle him with a broken hand. And if you follow my work, you know, I use the choke slam. My hands are very hands-on. I need my hands. So it was very difficult to get through that match. But I've had, you know, a broken hand. I'm still missing my front tooth. I had it knocked out. Somebody punched me in the mouth and didn't really get trained very properly. And the tooth went flying out of my head.
Oh my God. Oh hell no. Holy shit.
Yeah,
That
I'm a
is
bit.
wild.
Yeah, dude, I'm a bit of a tank. I've been through quite a bit since I've been wrestling, you know, from
Oh man.
ankle injuries. I wrestled for BCW one day in New York, and it was my fault. It was nobody else's fault but my own. I came running down the ring to slide into the ring, and I caught the actual steel frame with my thigh. And when I tell
Oof.
you, this was months ago. I'm still kind of recovering from it. So, yeah, wrestling's no joke. A lot of people say it's fake, but you know, the only thing is fake is
Oh,
honestly, I don't think anything's fake. It all hurts, man. It all hurts. It all takes a lot out of you. So, yeah, I've been through quite a
oh
bit.
yeah. I'm a big wrestling fan, man. I'm not a wrestler, but I know what wrestlers go through. I know what it takes to be, you know, what it takes for wrestlers. You know, I talked to a lot of wrestlers, man. They crazy stories I've heard,
Yeah, tell me
man.
about it, especially to wrestle on a Sunday night or a Saturday and then wake up at 2 a.m. to drive to Maryland for your company, you know, 8 hour ride there and back, you know. Yeah, it's taken a lot out of me, man.
Takes a lot. Well, good for you, bro. You know, I love that. What's your favorite thing to do outside of wrestling?
You know, man, I'm a dad. I got kids and stuff like that. Right now at this stage in my life, really, I like to just kind of relax. I just actually been kind of out of work the past few days, so I built a nice little fire pit for me and my girl. We just kind of hang out. We have two dogs. It's kind of like a country type living right now for me, just trying to relax and get my mind right. I've been through a lot of stuff, so I moved down to Central Jersey. I live on a cow farm now, so it's a big difference from the city life that I grew up in. So, what do I like to do for fun? Just hang out, play some video games, watch some movies. You know, I'm not a wild thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, neither am I, bro, man.
Yeah.
Hell no. Not even before this whole thing started. I'm a couch
Yeah.
potato. I like
And
just to chill at
you know,
home, relax.
it sucks to say, but the quarantine has actually been a blessing. And if any wrestler tells you differently, yeah, we all miss being in the ring. We all miss, you know, the pageantry and everything that goes along with wrestling, but a lot of us definitely could have used some time to heal and just kind of like get our bodies right. So it was definitely a blessing in disguise, nothing that much.
Oh yeah, and I definitely heard that from a few wrestlers too. Like, they go, it's nice to just relax and just
Yeah, man.
put my body at ease for a little while
Yeah, man.
and everything. This was cool talking to you, bro, man. Thank you so much for coming on. I wish I had more questions, but the nerds didn't ask that many.
Yeah,
But
no worries.
I felt like we I felt like we had a good conversation. I feel like, this will be, good podcast when everyone listens to it. I hope everyone enjoys it.
No, I appreciate you even having me on. You know what I mean? It's always a pleasure to talk to new people, and just being able to get your story out there, it helps on so many levels. So, I appreciate you having me on the show for sure.
Yeah, of course, man. Before I let you go, I want you to drop some plugs, man. Where can the Nerds of Wrestling find you?
All right. So if you just basically type in the Meadowlands Monster on any platform, you'll get me. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Lou Bruno, or the Meadowlands Monsters, two different pages. There's a lot of things in the works for me coming up. I actually have a surprise coming up this weekend for everyone. So that's something that people should look out for. It's going to probably be on YouTube and Facebook for Pro Wrestling Magic. But yeah, Pro Wrestling Magic, Catalyst Wrestling, VXS, all these companies I work for, so you can find me pretty much all across social platforms.
Love it. Thank you so much, bro. Thank you for coming on, and I definitely hope to have you on again sometime down the road.
No, dude, anytime. Like I said, anytime. I'm more than happy to do it.
Thank you so much, man. Have a great day. Stay safe, wash your hands, and we'll be in touch.
Will do, brother. Be safe yourself, man. God bless.
Thanks. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.